locals can go to stores like the Tucson Reptile Shop to pick up a fresh batch of crickets.
We get about 14,000 crickets a week.
The store owner, who goes by the name Ken the Bug Guy, says crickets are a pretty universal food source.
Lizards, other bugs, we even feed them to our chickens some. I mean, practically anything can eat crickets.
Including humans.
In Mexico City, I've had escamoles and eggs.
Sitting in downtown Kitchen and Cocktails, the restaurant of popular local chef Janos Wilder, we talk about insects, yes, as food.
My trips down to Mexico and Oaxaca in particular, you go through the marketplace in Oaxaca and grasshoppers, chapulines, and that's one of the staples in the markets, and the vendors are just, you know, all over the place.
You won't find an insect in the downtown kitchen, but Janos says he and other foodies are well aware of them as a food source.
This is a real thing. If you talk about how do you feed huge numbers of people, then you talk about where does the protein come from? And so that's in that conversation, that's where it's talked about. It's not sustainable to continue to raise large numbers of cattle and beef and even poultry. You know, takes up a lot of space, takes up a lot of resources, so you look for things that don't.
In fact, for this reason, most of the world eats insects on purpose. The topic was even part of a 2010 TED Talk by speaker Marcel Dicca that is now infamous in entomophagous circles.
So, who of you ever ate insects? That's quite a lot. But still, you're not representing the overall population of the Earth. Because there's 80% out there that really eats insects.
That talk got hydrologist and water conservationist Pat Crowley thinking.
One day, on the way to work, I listened to this TED Talk about environmental impact of insects versus other, you know, staples to our food supply, and it was just, it's a game changer when it comes to water use versus protein output.
Beef, corn, rice, those may be mainstays in many Americans' diets, but they require a lot of water and other resources. Crowley believes he can convince people to substitute some of the items on their plates with insects, starting with crickets. Not to mention, crickets are commercially available because of stores like the Tucson Reptile Shop.
There's some 1,600 varieties eaten around the world, but crickets are one of the most popular eaten in Africa, South America, Asia. And so it was already common species, and as well as there's already some infrastructure in place to raise crickets on a large scale here in the United States. It makes sense environmentally, economically, nutritionally, and the barrier was a psychological one. So I decided to start a company to kind of get over that barrier.
That company produces Chapul bars, protein bars made with crickets. Yes, 100% pure cricket powder. And they are available in Arizona.
Having them right there at the front counter alongside the other options, generally people are willing to, you know, give it a try.
Luke Bertelson is the general manager of the indoor climbing gym Rocks and Ropes. He is one of a handful of retailers in Tucson to sell Chapul bars. He says so far the reception has been largely positive.
A lot of climbers kind of think of their climbing food more as fuel than anything else. So a lot of times they're comparing, you know, what's in the Clif bar versus what's in the cricket bar. And, you know, a lot of people are saying, oh, there's a lot of protein in these. And they're made locally. So that's kind of they're sold right there, you know.
Of course, food tastes differ considerably around the world and throughout history. Indeed, as Crowley tells us, one person's garbage may be another person's delicacy.
New York State Penitentiary in the 30s had to limit the amount of lobster that they fed inmates because it was inhumane to feed them anymore. Just, you know, cultural perceptions of food changed. But at the time, it was considered this junk food, and it was an insect of the ocean. Nobody wanted to eat it. And then, you know, now today, of course, it's a delicacy.
Crabs, shrimp, crickets, they're all arthropods. And in some parts of the world, shrimp and crabs are still considered repulsive, even in places that eat crickets. Interestingly, the exoskeleton of a cricket contains chitin, the same chemical in the exoskeleton of shellfish. Consequently, people with shellfish allergies are advised to avoid eating foods made with crickets. At this point, Champul bars, named for the Aztec word for cricket, are sold in 70 stores in 14 states. Bars are also sold in stores in 5 countries and by online retailers in another 14 countries.
This morning we mailed out bars to Romania, France, England, and Australia. So we're very small, but our reach is broad.
And a little closer to home, people are purposefully eating insects, like Luke from Rocks and Ropes.
I will usually send one of my daughters lunch sometimes as well, so she likes them too.
And Janos of Downtown Kitchen.
And also great, you know, tortilla, refried beans, guacamole, ant eggs.
And even Ken the Bug Guy during an insect show in L.A.
First batch was good. The second batch, I wasn't too sure about.
So it was about the flavoring and not the cricket?
Yeah, probably. It's more, you don't taste the cricket as much as the flavoring.
Still, Janos is not sure he wants to put insects on his restaurant menu just yet.
I've thought about it, but I think there's still a little too much stigma attached to it in a restaurant like this. But then again, you know, 7 years ago, 8 years ago, we weren't putting marrow bones on our menu. We put marrow bones on the menu. You know, we weren't working with lamb's tongue. We have lamb's tongue tacos on our menu. We weren't working with beef cheeks.
Even with the stigma, Pat Crowley remains undeterred. Of course, when it comes to protein bars, there are a lot of options out there, but Champul bars stand out from the crowd, not only because of their ingredient list, but because of the company's core message, thinking about ways to eat well while also eating sustainably. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Georgia Davis.